The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Thank God it's Friday, and we are grateful to God that we are alive to witness the last episode of Stockwatch on Radio for the week. Good morning, I'm Ruth Ibikunle. Mr. Aaron Akebiro will be joining me on the program to do justice to some of the questions we have this morning. A quick recap of the market yesterday. The Nigerian equities market on Thursday closed on a negative note as the all-share index declined by 0.08% to settle at 38,469.87 points from the previous close of 38,501.31 points. The market capitalization declined by 0.13% to close at 20.043 trillion naira from the previous close of 20.070 trillion naira, thereby shedding 27 billion naira. An aggregate of 238.24 million units of shares were traded in 3,927 deals valued at 2.58 billion naira. The market breadth closed negative as 12 equities appreciated in their share prices against 16 equities that declined in their share prices. I'll go on a short break. Don't change the radio dial, as I'll be right back.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
Welcome back. Good morning, Mr. Aruna. It's a pleasure to always have you here on the question and answer segment every Friday.
Good morning.
To begin with, Mr. Godwin Okpala wants to know the fundamentally sound stocks you can buy now that will deliver by the end of the month.
Yeah, I think I will want to answer him. Let me actually put in his mind what investing in the stock market is really all about. Putting your money as an investment in the stock market is not kalu-kalu. It's not something that you put today and go and bring tomorrow. It's not putting a coin in a machine and drawing a lever and five will come out. You should not just be looking at what is going to buy at the end of the month. And what today is 9 already. I want to deliver by the end of the month. But with that at its need, I would just want to direct his attention to most of the stocks that the NGX has selected as the stock that they want to use as underlying asset for the derivative that is coming up. I think that selection actually put a vote of confidence on these 5 stocks. And again, he's talking about more Andy. These stocks, most of them, at the end of, by the time we see the result for June ending, they actually be paying interim dividend. And chances are that if you take position in that, you may actually be able to address the dividend and also be able to garner some of the capital appreciation. So I would want him to concentrate on GISCO, that's a guaranteed trust holding company. I want him to concentrate on Zenith Bank. I want him to concentrate on MTN. I want him to concentrate on Dangote cement, Dangote cement. I think at the end of the day, the access is also there. I think at the end of the day, it's either we need capital appreciation or we go to affect the dividend that will come at the end of at the release of June 30, 2021 results.
Okay, let's get to the second question. Should I hold on to Ikeja Hotel or sell? I need your advice, please.
The advice I will also give to this person is that, one, I want him to be at the back of his mind that there is no good stock forever, and also there is no bad stock forever. Stocks perform on the floor of the Nigeria Stock Exchange based on the information that they released to the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. I think I just checked. Last time I checked, I don't think Ikeja Hotel paid a dividend for year 2020. But what they should now look at is that at how much did it buy and how much is the stock trading. You should understand whether if it sells, it's going to make a loss, and if it sells, whether it's going to make a gain. Then if it's going to make a loss, how much loss is it going to make? If it's not selling now, what about if the stock goes down? By how much is its portfolio be affected? So it should be able to sit down and do that calculation. I know whether I want to exit the stock or I want to stay back. You should know how much you position in the stock. You should know how much the stock is trading. And you could be able to do that at the back of the envelope analysis to know whether if you sell now you are going to make a loss, whether you are going to make a gain. And if you stay stock long, stay longer in the stock, how much are you going to lose or how much are you going to gain? That is my advice.
All right, sir. Moving on to the third question. Good morning. Please, these two stocks, NEM and UBN, is it good to buy now or wait?
Well, I will first of all take on UBN. I think the news that came into UBN that have not materialized, that there might be possibility of acquisition of UBN either by Access or by Zenith is still hanging. How true it is, we don't know. Whether it's going to happen tomorrow, we don't know. But we have seen cases like this that both parties deny and the deal was consummated. The only thing I will ask him is that if you take position in Union Bank now, based on that information, I would not know how long you are going to wait, except if you are want to do the waiting. And if you actually do the waiting and the deal is consummated, you might likely be better off. Because as at the last time I checked, the book value of Union Bank was about a little bit above 9 naira. And the stock, as we speak, is trading around 5 naira, at 5 kobo, 5 naira, 40 kobo, which means that if that acquisition is going to be realized, whether it is by Access or by Zenith, the price, the acquisition price, will not be, will be around 9 naira. So if you buy a stock at 5 naira and the market is pushing it to 9 naira, I think it will be better off. Then for NEM, NEM belongs to the insurance company. And we have seen that a lot of financial engineering were done by the insurance company last year, majorly. And NEM have actually not failed in the payment of that dividend, even as low as it was. 5 kobo, I think it's either of the two. If I were to be him, if I have money, I would split it between NEM and Union Bank.
All right, still on NEM. What is really in NEM? Kindly guide us with what the future holds for NEM.
No, I think the next investment destination that we might actually be seeing would be insurance, where NEM is a key player. Like I've just said, I don't think NEM insurance have actually filled its investor over the year. Yes, they might be paying a little bit dividend, maybe like 5 kobo, but it keeps up coming every year. And now that most of the insurance firms have a lot of working capital at their disposal, based on the financial engineering they just did, I believe that all is going to be very well with NEM. And from the information that actually got across to me, I also understand that there is a government policy that might actually be positive to the insurance company, at which NEM is going to be a beneficiary. So I believe that the future is only very, the future of NEM is going to be good. And the only thing that I may not know is that whether they be able to increase their what they are going to pay out, their dividend payout, or it's going to be to continue. But I believe that taking position in NEM and basically doing that will be better off at the end of the day.
How much is the final dividend payment of Bua Cement? That's the last question we're able to take this morning.
So I think that was a little bit above 2 naira. I think 2 naira 6 kobo or 2 naira 7 kobo, because it is sitting at 2.067, which means to be, if you approximate the service, is going to be 7, that about 2 naira 7 kobo. That was the final dividend that Boa Cement paid to their shareholders.
All right, sir. And looking at the four trading days we've had in this week from Monday to Thursday, how would you say the market fared this week?
Yeah, it was announced over the weekend by the NGX that they have gotten approval from SEC of war stock to start the derivative with. And I have the understanding that the market, they actually look towards those stocks, and actually the market looked towards those stocks. And the market gained Monday, gained Tuesday, and again Wednesday. By Wednesday, the market capitalization was already over 20 trillion. And we know that it has been under 20 trillion for long. And the index act was getting very close to 38,500 points. But you know, like this, the way this market works, a little bit of gain, then profit taker were coming. And that was what exactly happened yesterday, that the profit taker actually came in and they dragged the market down by 0.08%. Though the market capitalization is still above 20 trillion, but the Russia index lost by 0.08 and the market capitalization also lost 0.08. But I think to a very large extent, the week to date is still positive. That means that within the week, the market actually gained. And you know, it's just a very fresh month too. The month to date is still positive, 1.46%. But I don't, to me, I think the week was actually good for the market.
All right. Thank you for coming on the program this morning.
Thank you for having me.
It's half our time permits us today, but I do believe you have learned one or two things from the responses so far. Our Telegram platform is a place where you can ask questions daily and do not have to wait until Friday to get responses to them. To be added on that platform, call or send an SMS to 0703-134-1703. Adequate information on everything stocks, Nigerian economy, entrepreneurship, retirement, and a lot more are available on our website, www.stocksng.com. Until next week, when I'll be coming your way again, same time, same station. I remain yours sincerely, Ruth Ibikunle. Have a restful weekend. Bye for now.
To transfer your cash without any fear. No long talk, no worry yourself, no. Zero ala, oh. Anything where you want to do, just carry your phone. Dial the code or download the app, oh.
This one is with my flow.
You want to buy your data, you want to buy your airtime. You can now do anything and do everything and find money, oh. You want to buy your data, you want to buy your. Fast and very secured and safe.
First Money Wallet.
All money now on First Money. You first. First Bank.